Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello and welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways. I'm Mitch Lawrence in the seaside golf capital of the world, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Darren out there somewhere in the wilds of California. We don't like to disclose his exact location. Too many paparazzis follow him around. Darren, great to be with you as always, talking golf getaways. We got a great guest today who I would dare say has to rank up there among the most traveled golfers that we've ever met.
Oh, definitely. We've got my old friend Robert Kaufman. It seems like he's been everywhere. I think five continents. He's been to all the states. He's going to be fun to talk to. We have been traveling together and working together since back in the fairways and greens days. And so we'll have plenty to discuss. But most importantly today, on the first episode with Robert, we're going to talk about his Hell to Heaven Golf Challenge, which is a pretty cool event.
I love the idea of it. We'll learn more about that in just a minute. Darren will give us a little more info on Robert so we can catch you up. We're glad you found us. GolfNewsNet.com, iTunes Podcasts, Audio Boom, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. We are all over the place. Darren, you can find on social media at Getaways Golf on Twitter or at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me on both at Mitch Lawrence, L-A-U-R-A-N-C-E. And Darren, let's get started. Before we get to Robert and his amazing journey, let us talk for just a moment about a life changer. And that, of course, would be 2 Under, our great partner here on Talking Golf Getaways and at Golf News Net. And I told you, I went to the PGA show in Orlando last week, and I got to hang in the 2 Under booth. And when I tell you that it was truly eye-opening, I'm not lying. It was jammed for 3 solid days, good reason for it. And I really got a chance to see up close why 2 Under is exploding the way it is. This is an amazing company, a wide range of products. It's labeled as high-performance men's athletic underwear, but it is so much more than that. Amazing quality, various styles. And the one thing I know, I talked to Jack Curry, who's the vice president of sales of 2 Under, and he gave me a couple pairs the night before. I went back to the hotel. I put one on the next morning, and I walked up to him at the booth, and I said these two words, religious experience. And I'm not making it up. I'm not kidding. These things are unbelievable. I know we never really talk about this stuff before, but now it's time to talk about it. And I am so glad that 2 Under is partnering with us to get the word out about this.
Oh, man. All of 2 Under styles feature 2 Under's proprietary Joey Pouch technology. And you just know that I love saying Joey Pouch. And of course, hashtag asset management, which is one of our favorite hashtags. It's uniquely comfortable. It's a supportive environment for our most valuable assets. It's great fabrics that are designed to provide maximum comfort and confidence. They come in a huge variety of design and colors. Although, when you talk about high performance athletic underwear, I'm not entirely sure that describes you and me.
Well, but that's the thing. Our high performance may be different than others. I mean, when you are in this
there's
booth,
no doubt about that.
Or if you go to the website, 2under.com, that's the number 2UNDR.com. When you look at the athletes, like the extreme athletes, not to mention football players and golfers, William McGirt, Jerry Kelly, David Toms, but the performance athletes, motocross, bicyclists, marathon runners that wear these 2 Under garments, it's mind-boggling. And it's not just that. It's if you just want to lounge around, these things are great. I'm telling you, I got to really understand it.
Now you're speaking my language.
Well,
I want to just lounge around.
For us, walking the fairways and then lounging around is great. Great fiber, a non-roll waistband. And I don't want to go into too much detail, but a no-drip tip, use your imagination. It's spectacular stuff. And I wouldn't be saying it if I didn't believe in it, if I didn't wear it. And I know, Darren, you feel the same way about it.
I do, but boy, this thing has just gone off on a tangent because I imagine our listeners out there now imagining us lounging around in our 200. And I feel for them, to be honest with you. But you can find out everything you want to know about 2Under at the website 2Under.com or on all the social medias. They're at 2Under. That's 2UNDR, as Mitch said, on the Twitters, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, you name it.
And you can find them. And here's a great thing that we're going to offer you. And we want to thank 2Under for this as a sign of our great partnership. If you go to 2Under.com, if you go to the website and use the promo code GNN20, GNN20, like Golf News Net 20, you're going to get 20% off the normal retail price. GNN 20, 20% off, a great deal. And I'm telling you, this will easily become your personal Emergency 9 favorite piece of golf apparel you can't live without. Get your 2Under today.
Today.
All right, Darren. Today, any day, it's great stuff. And now we're going to get to some more great stuff. As you said, you've known our guest, Robert Kaufman, for quite a while. So do your intro thing because it's a pretty amazing life that Robert has led.
Well, Robert's been just about everywhere. I was thinking the other day, he's probably traveled more than most of the guys I know in this business combined. I mean, he's been all over the place. But he's an old friend of mine from our Fairways and Greens days. We worked together on many a project, and we traveled together often, sometimes even randomly. He and I ended up on at Kukui'ula out on Kauai one time without even knowing we were both going to the same place. And it wasn't like a big media thing. It was just he had set up an individual trip. I had set up an individual trip. We both had our wives and we just had a fantastic time. So back in the 80s, which seems so long ago, he founded Golf Today magazine. He was the NorCal PGA Sports Media Person of the Year. More recently, he's worked with Visit California, which is a big operation, obviously, here in one of the biggest states, if not the biggest state, depending on how you measure. He's a triple threat. He's a writer, he's a photographer, and a public relations / marketing person. He's based out here in California, up in the Bay Area. He's been to five continents, as I said, and he just hit his 50th state last year. He was in Alaska roughly just literally days after I visited Alaska for the first time. You can find Robert on Twitter at California_golf or on Instagram at PicturePerfect. Perfect, P-A-R-F-E-C-T. Robert, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, guys. That's quite an intro. Boy, I'm kind of liking where I've been all these years.
You know, with everything that Darren just said that you've done, five continents, 50 states, what else do you have to do? Well, don't you get to a point where you go, what else can I do?
No, never, never. There's always a new place to go to. There's a lot more out there. I've got two more continents to conquer, South America, which I still need to play golf in, and Antarctica, which could be a bit of a stretch, but still want to go.
Hey, you want to know how to knock South America off? Because I, too, have been to a variety of continents. And the way I got South America that I didn't even realize I did is Aruba is considered South America. And yeah, if you look at it. And so
cheating. And that's obviously cheating.
Obviously a good golf course on Aruba as well. So you ought to try it that way, man. It's if you're going to do it.
See, in my mind, that wouldn't count. That's cheating. It's got to be the real deal.
I'm with you. Darren can use Aruba, not you. Darren mentioned, let's dive into this truly amazing project, Hell to Heaven Challenge, it's called. When Darren told me about it originally, I thought this is one of the great ideas for all of us. We've all, those of us who travel and play golf have experienced all kinds of different places and golf courses and all kinds of different environments. But to do what this is about in one day is just mind-boggling to me. Tell us about Hell to Heaven.
Well, I'll tell you, I always like to dream up out-of-the-box experiences. You know, for me, going to the same golf course day in and day out or same destination just doesn't cut it. So I'm always looking for unique places to go and things to do. So, but the whole idea was born from several years ago. I went on a a hiking trip to climb Mount Whitney with my son and a couple other guys. And the day before we did the climb, I went to do an overnight stop at Sierra Star Golf Club. I figured I'm down in the Eastern Sierras. I might as well take in another golf course I hadn't played yet. So I went to Sierra Star to kind of acclimatize myself to the altitude, you know, being 8,000 feet up there. And I was about to embark on a hike to go over 14,000 feet. So what I did was I went down there and walked the golf course and got myself ready to go. And as I'm walking around Sierra Star Club, I had one of these moments. I'm thinking, you know what? Here I am at 8,000 feet, highest golf course in California, the lowest golf course in California is in the same state, right in Death Valley, 214 feet below sea level. I think you know the one, Darren, Furnace Creek.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know what? I think we can knock both these out in one day. So the next year, I went back with my son again, group of guys on the longest day of the year. Happened to be a Sunday, final day of the U.S. Open. We teed off at Furnace Creek at 6 a.m. in the morning. Temperature was about, it was just hitting 90 already. And then we finished off around 10, hopped in the car, sped up to, well, I don't want to say sped. Is that a word?
Yes. Statute of limitations has run out. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you. So then we hightailed. How's that? We hightailed up to Mammoth Lakes, Sierra Star. Got up there around 2:30, 3 o'clock. It's about a four-hour drive. And teed it up and finished around 8, 8:30. 36 holes. 8,214 feet elevation change in one day. And that's what inspired the idea for the Hell to Heaven event that I'm now putting together for this year.
So this would be the second time you've done it, or has there been one other?
No, this would be the second time I've done it. But the first time was done for personal reasons. And I wrote about it and got the story published in a couple places. But this just spawned the whole idea for this event. You know, why not put a golf challenge together? Because you can't do this anywhere else in the world, obviously, because Death Valley, the Furnace Creek course, is the lowest elevated course in the world. So we're going from the lowest to the highest in one day.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I've been to both places. I've been down the Furnace Creek and up to Sierra Star. And I think one of the things that's interesting about the golf courses is they are so completely different as well. So you really get a 1-2 punch that is just completely different all in one day.
Oh yeah. I mean, they're so contrasting. It's unbelievable. I mean, Death Valley, you're just dealing with such extreme temperatures and extreme environments. And then you get up to the high Sierras and, you know, you're playing amongst the pines and snow-capped mountains. It's an amazing experience that you can only have really here in California, and that's what makes the state so great.
Let's talk about the accommodations, because this is a two-night stay. So what are the accommodations? Do you spend one of the nights in Death Valley, and the other night up at elevation?
Yeah, the plan for this package, which I put together, is to have it start for anyone coming in from out of town or from other parts of the state or country, wherever it might be, come to Las Vegas. We'll have a motor coach to transport everybody up. Or if you want to drive yourself, you're welcome to do that as well, depending upon where you're coming from. But we will have a motor coach departing out of Las Vegas, heading out to Death Valley on the afternoon of June 20th. And it's about a 2.5-hour ride out to Furnace Creek. And we'll camp out there for the night. We'll have a welcome dinner and get to know everybody that evening and be ready to go by 6 a.m. the following morning, teed up, do a shotgun start, play the course, hop in the transport again, whether you drove or on the bus, whatever it might be, and just get up to Mammoth Lakes, tee it up again around 3 o'clock. Just go through the same program that I did the year prior. And then we'll spend the night at Mammoth Lakes at the lodge up there. And then everyone will come back to Vegas the following day. So it's two nights, one night in Furnace Creek, one night at Mammoth, and two rounds of golf and all kinds of prizes and meals and just a fun time.
Now you said about the first night we'll camp out. Are you literally camping out, or is there a place to stay at Furnace Creek?
No, there's a place to stay. If you want to camp out, you're more than welcome.
Well, I think if you were really tough people, you would just camp out. I think you'd spend the night with the tarantulas and the snakes. And
personally, I would do it.
Are you staying at the inn, or are you staying at the other accommodations there at Furnace Creek?
We're staying at the ranch, which they've gone through a total renovation. Just finished up in recent months, and they're doing a whole new branding campaign, so they're set to go. They're very behind this whole event, and they really want to make it a success, and we're working very closely with them to make that happen.
Yeah, I know they've done a lot of work down there on both places, and I stayed at Furnace Creek Inn one time, and I love it. It was outstanding, and Mitch, it strikes me as a place that you in your old Hollywood days would have escaped to Furnace Creek Inn, because the one day I was there, I woke up one morning, headed out to the golf course, and hopped in the elevator, and Martin Sheen was in the elevator on his way going out to sneak a smoke outside early in the morning. So I'm surprised you've never been there, Mitch.
I actually haven't. I spent, as you know, a lot of time in Palm Springs, never made it to Death Valley, never made it to Furnace Creek.
It's amazing. Yeah, so close.
Yeah, I know. Well, some things you miss. My life was so jam-packed, Darren, that I just didn't have time.
Well, now you have time, so come out.
I would love to. I would love to. Let me ask you about the courses. Darren mentioned that they're both different. Describe them for us. Describe the difference in the two courses.
At Sierra Star, you know, it's sitting at 8,000 feet. It plays around 6,700 yards, but with that elevation, you know, you really got to adjust your club selection, and the same in Furnace Creek. So that brings a whole nother element into the whole challenge, is the variation in the clubs that you're going to be using. You might use one club in the morning, but that same yardage in the afternoon at Sierra Star, you could use maybe a 2 or 3 club difference. But anyway, that being said, the Sierra Star, you know, as I mentioned earlier, it plays up in the high elevation among the pine trees, rolling hills. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous setting. And if you hit it right, you know, like when I was up there, you've got snow-capped mountains in the background on a warm summer day in the 80s. It's a beautiful environment to be playing golf in. I mean, I love mountain golf, and you know, then you go down into the desert, and you know, you wouldn't think a golf course would exist in that kind of an environment. I mean, I'm amazed, Darren. I'm sure maybe you've talked to a lot of people about your experience there, and you mentioned Furnace Creek and Death Valley. People's eyes pop open. It's like, you're kidding. It's a golf course in Death Valley. How does that happen?
Well, yeah, and parts of the year, it's great down there. When it's cold and foggy everywhere else in California, you go down to Death Valley, it's outstanding. I mean, you're taking it on in the harshest of conditions, and obviously you're going to be starting at the earliest possible time. But it's still going to be pretty warm by the time you're hitting the back nine. And you know, I've just always, I loved it. It's not a, there's not a lot to the golf course. They built it, you know, in harsh conditions, but it's fun. And I loved playing it and having a good time there. And the whole place is just kind of magical in some ways at Furnace Creek. It's just it's kind of a funky place that for anybody who really wants to explore the more extreme parts of California, you got to get down there at least once.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it is actually as funky as it is still a fairly tough course. you know, to get around.
Definitely.
You know, so it's got a lot of beauty to it, but it's a far different beauty than where you would experience anywhere else in California, let alone the world, and with a golf course. So, but yeah, that's why we're doing hell to heaven and not heaven to hell.
Well, let me just, before we kind of get to the end of this discussion, do you, given the difference in those two courses as a golfer, do you feel disoriented by the second round, by the time you make that kind of change? I mean, is it weird? Is it, what are some of the kind of playing things you go through?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me, you know, about the altitude change and the effect it might have on your system. Me personally, it did not. It's such a gradual ascent coming out of the valley, and as you make your way back up to Highway 395, which runs along the Sierra Mountains, Eastern Sierras, and then you make your way up to Mammoth. So you're really, you know, you're climbing that altitude so gradually. You know, for me, I didn't even know it. So the answer to your question.
Did you find yourself saying when you were up in the Sierras, I think I played in Death Valley this morning? There's a line you never really thought about saying. Maybe I was dreaming, but I think I was 200 feet below sea level this morning.
No, I thought about it the whole round. You know, it's such a, like I said, it's such an amazing contrast. You just can't believe you can do that in one day. So it's possible, and you know, doing it on the longest day of the year certainly helps. There's plenty of daylight. It's, you know, we never ran into any situation where we thought we weren't going to be able to finish. I mean, we had plenty of time to spare. So that's really what lends itself to this type of event.
You know, our mutual friend Vic Williams has always had a dream to do a similar event to this, but he needs a private plane to do it. He wants to play Cabot Links and Bandon Dunes in the same day on the longest day of the year, and start at Cabot and then fly against the sun and finish up at Bandon. But your way seems a little bit easier to pull off than his dream.
Yeah, I would need a private jet. Although we have talked about the idea of working with a helicopter company to transport people from Death Valley to Mammoth, or Mammoth back to Vegas for that matter, after we're all finished.
That would be cool.
Well, it would be cool, except the only problem is we can get them from Mammoth back to Vegas, but the idea of landing and taking off at Death Valley could be risky sometimes, right, because of the high temperatures. So we're kind of nixing that idea. But it would be a cool thing to do.
It certainly would. Let me ask you one other question. The longest day sometimes brings people the opportunity to do a variety of different things for charity. I know I used to, when I lived in Charlotte, we always did an event that was one of those marathon events, play as many holes as you can. This also has a charity component, and very close to my heart, certainly. Part of it, well, on both fronts. Tell us about the connection to prostate cancer and to the Southern California Golf Association Junior Program.
Well, the Prostate Cancer Foundation is our benefiting charity. The program, the golf program for that foundation, is run by a very good friend of mine, which is what attracted me to the charity. He's based up here in Northern California, and he runs events all over the country for the foundation. So that's who we're working with on that front. And then the Southern California Golf Association is partnering with us on their junior golf program to help spread the word about the event. And we're going to help spread the word on their junior golf program. So it's kind of an important partnership for us, because it will, you know, help get the word out to the market that we're trying to hit. You know, and we think a lot of people from Southern California are going to really jump on this event and take advantage of it. Not too many people have, you know, let alone played Furnace Creek, but not a lot that I know of, if any, have done both in the same day. So it's going to be it'll turn out to be a bucket list adventure that we hope will continue on for years to come.
Yeah, it's definitely a good point. Not a lot of people have been out to Furnace Creek, and probably not a whole lot of people that we know who have played both of these golf courses. So recap all the details for us real quickly here at the end, Robert. Give us the dates again of when it's happening, the deadlines for various pricing, and anything else we need to know.
Okay, well, the actual dates are June 20th to 22nd this year. It'll start in Vegas for anyone that wants to hop on the motor coach. Or you can meet us in Furnace Creek if you're not going on the coach on June 20th. 21st, we will all tee it up 6 a.m. in the morning, Furnace Creek Golf Course, play the course, then transport up to Sierra Star Golf Club at Mammoth, teed up there around 3 o'clock, 3:30, be done around 8:30, 9 o'clock, awards, dinner, drinks, whatever, spend the night. Everyone disperses either back to Vegas or wherever you might want to go in your car.
Just gonna say, and what's it cost for the for this whole thing?
We're setting this up as a two-person team event. So for the cost on a two-person team is $1,900. So that obviously cuts out to $950 a person for the whole package: accommodations, food, golf, transportation, everything. It's all inclusive. We've got a early bird special going on right now. Want to get people signed up as quickly as possible. So by March 1st, we have a $75 discount going on with the registration. Grand prize for the event for the two-person team: 3-night, 4-day golf getaway for four at the Boulders Resort and Spa in Scottsdale. So pretty good grand prize to work for.
Man, that sounds great.
You're ready to go to the Boulders now, aren't you, Mitch?
The whole thing sounds great. I was thinking grand prize might be a sauna and, you know, a home sauna to replicate your experience at Death Valley. Maybe some ski goggles for...
maybe we'll throw in some two underwear, huh?
Not a bad idea. How about that?
Good tie-in.
There we go.
I think we might be able to work something out there. Darren?
I like the idea.
Darren?
All right, well, great, great stuff and fabulous information. I can't think of a better way to spend a couple days. Two great charities and a whole lot of fun. And as you said, a bucket list kind of a trip. I can see this being something that people will talk about for a long, long time. And as a two-person team deal, what a great thing to share with somebody that you really get along with and meet a whole bunch of new friends, what the game is about.
Exactly. I mean, like I said earlier in the show, I did this with my son the first time, and it was something we'll have in our lives forever and ever.
Well, we appreciate all the info. We'll get the word out, as I said, June 20th, 21st, 22nd. You can be a part of it, too. Thanks to Robert Kaufman for coming on and explaining it to us. You can find Robert again at California_golf on Twitter and at PictureParfect, P-A-R-fect, on Instagram. Robert will be joining us for another podcast and give us his emergency 9 answers, which is going to be fascinating. Anybody who's been to 5 continents and all 50 states traveling playing golf has a lot to offer, so we look forward to that. Darren, as always, we want to thank the listeners.
Oh, we couldn't do it without them. You can hit us up on the Twitters. I'm at Getaways Golf. Mitch is at Mitch Lawrence. Or you can use hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9, or hashtag 2 Haggis Bags to get our attention.
All right. And just to give you a heads up, we're going to be starting a euphemism hashtag contest relative to 2 under. And we're going to ask you to come up with your best/funniest euphemism for asset management. Joey Pouch. Jewel box, whatever you can come up with. We're gonna ask for your help. I think that'll be fun. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. If you enjoy Talking Golf Getaways, share us on your social media. You can rate us on iTunes. You can help spread the word about the best in golf travel. Thanks again to Robert Kaufman. Darren, as always, a treat, man, to connect with you. Keep on running down your dream. Robert Kaufman has one, and he's making it happen. Run down yours. He may not be here physically, but he's with us in spirit, as he always will be, Take it away, Tom Petty.